Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As the recent experience with the partial shutdown of the federal government has demonstrated, there are many functions now performed by the federal government that it should cease doing. The main reason that some functions should be ended by the government and instead performed by the private sector is that such functions are essential to everyday life and should not be impacted by repeated government shutdowns. Let me share some of the more obvious ones. Airport and airline security should no longer be provided by the Transportation Security Administration. Instead, the rest of the country should be allowed to do what is being done at the San Francisco airport, where security is privately provided at lower cost and higher quality treatment of customers. Other airports can implement this without requiring permission from the federal government. While we are talking about air travel, why haven't the air traffic control operations been privatized such as they are across Canada, also at lower costs and higher quality services? Next, it would make sense for meat and other food safety inspection to be performed by the private sector. A major reason for doing so is that if the private vendor does not do an adequate job, they can be liable for damages. If the current federal government inspectors fail at their job, the public is out of luck. The operation of national parks, forests, and other facilities in several locations around the country have been subcontracted to private enterprises. These operations continue to be open, even as those staffed by federal employees were shut. Why can't the operation of all these sites at least be subcontracted to the private sector, if not actually sold outright? After all, the track record of private owners at maintaining and preserving our national treasures has been much better than what the federal government has done. I previously pointed out that the post office should be privatized. And, as I mentioned last week, how about privatizing all toll roads? I'm sure you can identify other opportunities to safely and cost-effectively transfer federal government functions to the private sector. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.